Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Four after the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Join Jay Kirshner and I as we go through the information that's around today that matters. What's going on in the world? What are we going to talk about? What's on your mind? Here we go.
Here's something you will identify with for sure. Many of you, as was the case with me when my children were younger, got frustrated when they didn't do what they were asked to do. I was one of these people because I grew up on the farm. Chores on the farm are part of everyday life. And so if you don't do your chores, you're in a heap of trouble. Well, so today, there are many families who give their children responsibility. And there's a lot of people who do a good job of getting their children to do that, and some are not. So here's the story of one couple aggravated with their children's lack of keeping their rooms tidy. They shared a solution on social media. The mother writes, "My children haven't cleaned their bathroom like they were supposed to. I decided to leave a note under a rag they left on the floor. Let's see if they find it. It's been a week already." Apparently, yeah, they weren't having much luck. So there's a photo that they posted with a story about their children. The parents wrote a note that says
they're
congratulations.
$50. Yeah.
It is, yeah, right. If you're reading this, you got $50. Anyway, here's the catch. The note continues. However many days have passed since the date at the top will be subtracted from the pot. And so there are a lot of people who were looking at this on social media saying, not only praising it, but also sharing situations where they posted their events, this kind of thing, with their own families. Here's one note that reads, "Once when we sent our son off to a Boy Scout camp, I wrapped a $20 bill around his toothbrush before he left and didn't tell him about it. When he got back, I asked if he found the money. He said, 'What money?'"
Oh, no.
There you go. "When my son went to camp, he went 1 year for a week. His sister, there was a boys' camp on one side of a pond and a girls' camp on the other side. Megan had gone to the girls' camp, loved it. Brendan went. He, when he got home, when I went to pick him up, he stunk. He wouldn't take a shower. He wouldn't go to the bathroom or into the shower room or any place where someone might see. And I think he was 7, 8 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, sometimes they don't like this sort of thing when they're younger. And so I wonder if you want to try this with your children, if they're of age. And I guess of age, at what age should you have responsibility? Do you remember the first time you were given a chore to do by Ma and Pa Kettle there?
I don't remember, because a lot of the chores were a little bit simple. Make your bed, make sure if you have dishes upstairs, bring them down, don't have too many shoes down by the door, take your shoes up, kind of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think any age can have chores. Mac is 2.5 and he has chores. He has to help clean his,
what does he do?
Yeah, he has to help clean his toys up. If he's playing with something and he wants to move on to something else, we have to clean up the toys that we're currently playing with and then mm-hmm. go to other things. It doesn't happen every time because again, he's 2.5. But
right.
he does do that. He has the chore of helping if I'm making something and he can help me with that, like cutting up the butter or cracking an egg or something. But, yeah, I think it's just age appropriate, but any age can have chores.
Yeah, I think that's it's responsibility. It's about understanding responsibility as much as anything else and taking responsibility, which if you teach youngsters the value of responsibility, then that's a good deal, frankly. It's a very good deal. There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother, and what has happened because of that. This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went
out of his way, he returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They had stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is this kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet.
Yeah,
sweet.
Just a genuine, kindness that developed into this organic relationship.
Yep. Acts of kindness, if you will. Okay. Were we talking about on the air or off the air? The movie that I watched, the vampire movie.
That was off the air, but let's bring it on the air. Yeah, yeah, you saw Twilight for the first time.
And I didn't know what I was getting into when I started watching it. But it was this, as Jay will tell you, and James was right there. Both of them knew what I was talking about when the first sentence came out of my mouth. And so the people, it was when What's-Her-Face was younger, all of them, Anna Kendrick's was young.
Yeah, Anna Kendrick, that was like one of her first things on the scene where nobody really knew who she was.
Right, yeah. But it was a weird movie. Weird.
Great. I love how it looks aesthetically, all those blue, like blue tones and moody. And they did a great job with it.
But there's something to it. It's just... It's the imagination that people have and how they tell stories, I think, as much as anything else. There's some really good stories around. I said this about watching the movie that's out now called Missing. I saw that over the weekend. When I go to California, I see all of this stuff. I don't do any of it here when I'm back on the farm. But I saw that movie, and I thought the story was very, very good. You know that Spanish actor who was... often a bad guy, but you know him. I can't remember his name, but you recognize him. He's in every movie that has anything to do with Spanish influencers. He's normally a bad guy, but not always. In this movie, he's not. The woman who plays the mother is a well-known actress whose name escapes me. I want to say Nia Long. But at any rate, the youngster who is, the cog in the wheel here is the same young lady who plays the daughter on The Enforcer,
Queen Latifah.
Why
am I blanking on that now, too?
We're all blanking on it. So she plays Queen Latifah's daughter, and she's horrible as an actor. She's just horrible. It's not convincing. It's a whiny part. And so I thought it was just I gave her the benefit of the doubt. It was just the way the part was written. But I see her in this movie, and she's a whiny, like the same sort of character. And it's so distracting from the real story. Queen Latifah is the story, and the episodes as they build around, the stories, that's what's important, not some whiny little kid. And I don't know, I found it distracting. But the movie itself, if you can get away from that, the movie Missing is a good take. Okay, so I've done my movie stuff. Now it's 48 after the hour. Do you know what today is?
What is it?
Thanks for asking. Today is National Telejoke Day.
Hooray!
Hooray! You heard me chuckle, right? When we went into break at the bottom of the hour, I was looking at some of these jokes. And you go back to, people have been joking for 4,000 years. There are lots of the Trojan War, in a sense, was a joke.
I don't think a lot of people found that very funny.
No, they didn't, but it was, in a sense. So what makes you laugh? The structure, is it the kind of... One of the reasons that my grandson loves me as much as he does and I love him is because we both have the same sense of humor. We are both very silly. Gramps, you're so silly. Gramps, you're so fun. And it's because I... tell him jokes like this. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Settle down, cowgirl.
That's cute. That's cute.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Noble.
Noble who?
Nobel. That's why I knocked. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alice who?
Alice who who?
A list of reasons you should let me in.
What?
Who's the knock, knock?
Who's the knock, knock who?
No, no, just knock, knock.
Who's there?
Police.
Police who?
Police, hurry up. It's nearly lunchtime. All right, they're getting worse as we get out. But anyway, the point
I have
is,
one for you, Doug.
Okay, good.
What did the snail say when it got a ride on the turtle's back?
Hurry up.
Whee! Because snails are slower than turtles.
I heard that, yes. Thank you very much. All right, so maybe the way that you work your way through the day today is to just lighten
just
it up
any
a little.
Of that just happens.
Yeah. No, don't forget it, because it was silly. It's so laughter among all the things that are expressive in our beings. Laughter is the most contagious thing. We all smile. We all laugh. You have a great laugh. Jennifer has a great laugh. My daughter has the most amazing laugh. She just bellows when she laughs, and I love it. I call it, it's a kind of like a cow laugh. She doesn't take that particular. she doesn't think that that's the most wonderful way to describe it, but it's big. It's a heavy laugh.
Yeah, I get what you're talking about, though, because there are some people who just have such an infectious laugh. You have no idea what they're talking about, but the next thing you know, you are laughing so hard you are crying just based off of their laugh has infected you in the best way possible.
Yeah, exactly. So the bottom line is here, tell a joke to somebody. The structure of the joke isn't important. It could be a funny story, any comical situation. Think about the best stuff, the most profound. The Johnny Carson Tonight Show, he used to have some of the best stand-up stuff. Some of the stand-up comedians today are just vulgar. And they have to, the only way to get a good laugh is for them to be crude. But
there is a certain brilliance in a proper setup, even if it does include vulgarity. But vulgarity vulgarity's sake is not my cup of tea.
Nope.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Okay, it's Warren time. Get your dog poop ready. We've got a special deal for you today. Ah, yes, Warren and the Pet Show. You can hear Warren all over the place on this program because I love promoting the fact that he's there for you every weekend to help you out with your questions about dogs. So, here's the question. Can I make money with my dog's poop? Obviously, I know the answer to that, and so, Warren, take it away.
Not that San Francisco and Oakland are strange areas, but according to the story that I just read, it says, scooping up cash, Oakland tech firm wants your pet's poop, and they'll pay you for it. So you have to register, and if you register, they'll pay you $100 per month per dog, and they collect, they give you poop collection bags, and they use this poop for research. They even have what's called a stool bank. I love that term, a stool
bank.
Great place to make deposits. I don't think I'm making any withdrawals right off the bat. But they really, it's kind of interesting because they're doing a lot of research on dog poop in general, and it may help them find out other problems with imbalances in the gut and suffering and different issues. Uh-huh. So it's kind of an interesting concept. But $100, man, you know how much money I would be worth if I got $100 for every dog I ever
You'd be my
had.
Best friend. If that
unbelievable. Yeah. I would, if I lived in Oakland now, I'd go out and buy a herd of St. Bernards.
Yeah. Or those other big dogs. What are those other big dogs called?
Great Pyrenees, Great Danes,
yes, right.
Irish
Bullhounds.
Yeah,
yeah. Get them all. The more poop, the merrier.
And you know, if one they of my only, favorite... Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, you go ahead.
I was going to say, one of my favorite breeds of dogs that no one really knows about is called a Leon Burger. When I first heard of it, I thought it was a Jewish accountant from Astoria, Queens, Leon Burger. I had the opportunity of working with them in Germany. It looks like a St. Bernard, only they're brown, incredible temperaments, you know, the gentle giants. Leon Burger, check it out on online. The beautiful, beautiful dog, the Leon Burger.
All right, so poop. We could do wonders if we had cow poop. I'd be all over that.
Hey Doug, I came across this quote, and it was kind of interesting to me. In an age where pets are the new children and houseplants are the new pets, the new household hierarchy signifies the shift in our priorities for fur kids. It's kind of interesting because pets are the new children for many people. A lot of couples that I know that have no children, their dogs and their cats are their kids. And kind of the houseplants, they're easy to housebreak, but the houseplants become the kind of the new pets. It's kind of an interesting concept. And it's kind of true because, you know, you see people walking their dogs and strollers. And I don't mean just dogs with challenges and disabilities. People just want to take their dog out for a walk. I don't get it. And they'll put it, I see more French bulldogs in Southern California in those kitty pouches over their shoulder. I don't
care. All over the place.
Let the dogs walk a little bit. It's good for them.
So peacocks are becoming the new rage. And I found this out this past weekend. The farm opened for the season, my farm, and we've got three peacocks. And when you look at them and they spread their wings, in a manner of speaking, it's really something to behold. But they are dangerous. There was a peacock that got out of the Bronx Zoo, I guess last week, and he bit a man. They got out on the street, and the guy said after he was bitten, he was high. I don't know what the heck peacocks have in them that would make somebody high. Do you know? Does that make any sense to you?
I don't know, Doug, but it doesn't make sense to me that he broke out of the zoo. So this was an incarcerated peacock. This is
right. I have a couple of them.
Happy-go-lucky peacocks.
This is a tough peacock. they make an interesting noise too, or sound. Have you ever noticed that? Heard a peacock is like a caw, caw. Oh, that's what you hear of here.
I went to a place in Southern California not too long ago. It's kind of like a museum type agriculture place, and they have a load of peacocks. And I got to tell you, they're beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right; they can be assertive.
Yeah.
And the noise level when they start making noise, I don't think there's any animal that's more beautiful than a peacock when they have their tail feathers spread out.
You know, I thought we would spend a moment, if you don't mind, talking about a trust. When people die, what happens to your dog? Do you make plans for your dog? I know we've visited this before, but I think it's becoming more. I was thinking about this in terms of if something happened to me, what happens to Daisy? And I've made arrangements for her. But how often is it that people ask you on your radio program about setting up a pet trust and what
it is? Often, because I explained to people that really a will doesn't affect your pet. You have to set out a trust. And within that trust, you have to make sure that the person that you're leaving the dogs to or whatever financially you're leaving to, they sign that as well to make sure it's taken care of. It's such a great thing to bring up, Doug, and I'll tell you why. I get the stories every week on the radio about this dog that wound up at a shelter because their guardian died, and the kids, rather than take their mother's dog, would put it at a shelter. I don't understand that.
Disgusting.
You know, a person's pet is part of that person. Keep the pet.
Yeah.
Trust me, your dog or cat, great idea.
Yeah, it is. Well, just having the mindfulness of thinking about what happens to your favorite dog or your favorite pet. They've done a wonderful job taking care of you. You need to take care of them. I think that's
absolutely
the message as much as anything else, Warren. Warren Eckstein is the host of The Pet Show. Find out all about it at thepetshow.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tropical Storm Idalia is marching towards Florida now. Luke Strickland with Florida's Emergency Management says all the models say Idalia is getting stronger.
We project this to be a Category 3 major hurricane, 115-mile-per-hour winds.
The storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane today and pass over western Cuba tonight. Congressional Democrats calling for widespread student loan forgiveness owe major sums in educational debt themselves. That's according to a Washington Examiner analysis of newly released financial disclosures.
14 Democratic members of Congress, including Reps Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar, but together they hold up to $1.7 million in personal or family student debt, according to 2020. 2022 filings. Michael Chamberlain from Protect the Public's Trust likened it to officials benefiting from stock they own. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here to tell you how great the Good Day program is, because I think it is. But then that's a little prejudiced. I think Jay Kirshner probably would agree. And maybe there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who would agree as well. What's here is good for you. Here's a 5-year-old. Well, actually, this is the story of the life and times of a youngster. The story starts when this youngster is 5 years old, 5-year-old girl. And her name is Juliette L'Amour. So she 5 years, when she's 5 years old, she emptied her piggy bank for an earthquake relief program. And I don't know how much there was in it. I don't know, like $48 or something. Now, she has her reward. She waited 13 years. Well, she wasn't waiting. She's having to buy some lottery tickets.
Yeah, she turned 18, and what better way to celebrate than to
buy some lottery tickets.
Lottery ticket.
Right, exactly. And what does she have to show for her efforts? 48 million cool ones. This is the first time she bought a ticket. And so now, at the age of 18, as Jay said, she has become a multi-millionaire. And you got to think about the karma there, right? All the good that's done. Somebody's watching down on you. She had no idea
what to do. She's asking her dad and her grandpa, like, how do I do this? What am I supposed to do?
And you mean with, like, sharing the piggy bank stuff?
No, with
the money.
With playing the lottery. She's like, what am I supposed to do? And they're like, just go inside and get a quick pick. Like, don't put too much thought into it. Just grab a quick pick.
Right. That's what I do. Do you do a quick pick, or do you have a number that you use all the time?
I mainly do quick picks, but every now and then I will have numbers that I just feel are ones I should play.
Yeah.
Those feelings have not come to fruition.
Well, that's all right. Keep working at it. Don't give up. Don't give up. So fortunately for Juliette L'Amour, her father is a financial advisor. So probably the $48 million is not going to burn a hole in her pocket.
Yeah, at 18, just now. Wow.
Good for her. She'll be the most popular. She'll get a lot of dates probably, right? In Sault Ste. Marie, everybody's going to want to meet and greet her under the circumstances. If you could go back in time, Jay, and speak to your younger self, speaking about that young lady, 5 years of age, 18, she gets the ticket. But what do you think that she thinks, and what would you think? What do you tell yourself as you're growing up? I think about this from time to time. I think back to when I was a youngster on the farm and what I did with the animals. And, you know, sometimes I got very sad when a calf would die.
Yeah.
And if I knew then what I know now, it would be different. And maybe that's the ticket here. If you go back in time and speak to yourself, do you speak to your younger self as your younger self, or do you speak to your younger self as an adult?
Well, and would it change anything? Because the path you're on could shift, and then things that what you were doing as a younger child or even a teen or anything sends you on the trajectory into the path you are today. Would that change if you gave yourself advice knowing now what you didn't know then?
Time traveling, right? It's a sense of turning back the clock. If you could turn back the clock, what would you do? One of the things that I would do here, and it's no secret, I've grown up in this town. I lived here all my life. I've been very involved in lots of things in the community over the years, from teaching to working in the library to doing a lot of volunteer stuff for local boards. And I like serving in governmental circumstances. One of the things when I was on the local radio station, I was talking about this on the TV program that I do here last night, going back, thinking about the marathon and how the marathon was covered here. We used to have a big local newspaper, and I was thinking about that and local radio as well, and how that has faltered at the hands of guys like me, because, you know, we've got 400 and some odd stations. So normally, if it wasn't for me and or the syndicated radio business, would there be jobs? This is partially me looking back in time. If it wasn't for me and others doing what I do, would the people that had jobs in these newspapers or radio stations have jobs today? Or would there be, you know, I'm not trying to find guilt, but I just wonder about this sometimes, especially more, you know, radio is my business, so I think about it, but I think about newspapers. What's going on, the fact that local newspapers have basically disappeared. We here locally have a blog. We have a thing called The Source that presents most of the local news. But there still is a lot of, in the last 17, 18 years, just whole boatloads of newspapers and local news sources have gone out of business.
Well, and local is still so important, too. Why can't they both exist in a sense of why can't there, in terms of radio, if there is a nationally syndicated radio show, have somebody on standby for local and then they get to jump in, not on the national scale, but every local station would hear this and they give the quick local news. Same with newspapers or national magazines. You see in different publications where there's a little pamphlet or something that's inserted. It can be easily removed, and it can be inserted into a magazine or something or a newspaper. And you have the local side of things.
Yep.
Because there are so many local news stories that are just as important.
Well, and the local television stations have really lost their way because all they do is repeat the same stuff as the nationals, sometimes with a local twist on it. But it's not. There's not really local news unless there's a fire that burns a house down and kills 12 people, or there's some big wreck or an auto chase or something. But the local fiber of what's going on in the community, you don't often know unless you really dig and go to the community's website, for example, and that sort of thing. So I'm thinking about, you tease me because I'm usually during some of the breaks reading a newspaper, like the real. I'm reading a newspaper.
Yeah, that sound is what we hear.
That's the newspaper. Right. So where are they? The classic feel of holding the physical newspaper is something that is lacking. Now, the newspapers that I'm reading, I don't get the Globe and the Herald and the local newspaper. I look at it online. But I get various farm and trade papers that I use for my farm program, The American Family Farmer, and in some of the other things that are farmer-related. So that sort of keeps me connected with that community, with the agricultural community. But I have to really nose around it because I'm involved here locally. I get into a lot of the things that are going on. But it's not because of what I read. It's because of who I know and what we talk about when we're together as to, you know, what's going on and what's a good model for getting this done and that done. So anyway, I just thought it was... I just think it's something that we ought to try. Maybe it's just gone. Like the local hardware store, the local drug store, Walmart has come in and wiped them all out. Is that progress? No, I don't think it was progress at all. And people say, well, look at all the jobs that Walmart provides. Well, are they as good as the jobs in the old drug store? Are they as good as the jobs in the old hardware store? Are they as good as the, you know what I'm saying? You get the drift of things. Let's go down the happy road. Here's a way to do that, traveling down the happy road. Here's the story of a mother who had a couple of embryos after the IVF experiment. My daughter went through this. Then she had the embryos, but she was already pregnant. And so now she's got not one, not two, but three children.
Well, and it took triplets. A while to figure this out. She had cancer at a young age, was told that she would probably go into extremely early menopause, talking by the age of 26 or so. Mm-hmm. She meets her husband. They decide, you know what, let's just go ahead and try. It wasn't very successful. They did, I think, IUI with their first daughter.
What's IUI? Uterine something.
Yes, insemination. Okay. And then they were struggling with that with the next time. So they decided to do a few rounds of IVF. It wasn't taking. They were like, you know, let's try one more time. And they ended up having a few great embryos. And they're like, okay, let's just go with the two, with the strongest one. The strongest one we'll go with. And they had two that were tied for strongest. So they're like, okay. And even so, it might not take. So they're like, let's put it in. One's a boy, one's a girl. Whichever one we get, we will be absolutely thrilled. Well, they both
miracle. Suck.
Yes, they both took, and then during an ultrasound, after she takes a home pregnancy test, she's pregnant, goes for an ultrasound, and she had suffered a lot of miscarriages even through IVF, and went to the ultrasound, they find three heartbeats, and they all had their own sac and for nutrients, and so it was showing that it was two girls and one boy. So they were thinking the girl embryo split early enough that they were identical twins, but they both had their own nutrients coming in. And when they were born, the girls, they did not look identical. And there were a lot of questions about that. And then family members and friends were like, what if they put in a third embryo and you had no idea? Well, that's not just something lightly to joke about, because that's something that is, there's so much more that goes to it. They could essentially have a daughter taken away from them. Mm-hmm. And they decided, you know what, let's just get a DNA test. Not so much that they thought that they implanted an additional embryo or anything like that, but just so that they had more answers as to why the identical twins didn't look alike, and also for their daughters who would eventually ask questions about it. Well, then they found out that they're all biologically theirs, and there was not an additional embryo implanted. She just happened to be pregnant at the time, and nobody had any idea because it was so early in the process of when she had these embryos implanted. So ended up getting triplets, one naturally and one, the other two with IVF.
There you go. Woohoo! Reminds me of a story that I read in one of the farm magazines yesterday about it's not unusual. I haven't had a set of twins for a couple of years, but to have twin calves born of the same mother is not crazy unusual. To have triplets is. And so the story of a Holstein cow that gave birth about a month ago to not one, not two, but three. And I saw this as what an interesting coincidence that there'd be a story about a mother giving, a human mother giving birth to triplets that way. And a cow, a Holstein heifer, I think it was first time she had babies, give birth to three. And they all look healthy as heck, too. But imagine, I've given birth to hundreds, or I've helped hundreds. I've had thousands of births on the farm over the years, but I've had the great fortune of helping a number of calves be born. And I remember when it was two, and how astounded I was that I helped. The first one couldn't get out, so I pulled the first one out, and then the second one came right after it. So the second one lived. But if I hadn't pulled the first one out, neither of them would have lived. And then I think about the fact that there were three inside this cow. it's kind of one of those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of people, too, there's always that concept, if you've not been through it, on the human side of, oh, I wish I could just have twins, or I want three children, I wish I could just have triplets and be one and done and get the three triplets. And there is so much more. The more children that are there, the more likely that there are going to be complications. The earlier you are likely to deliver, question if there's going to be enough nutrients going in, and also just the additional weight. I have a cousin who, she had triplets, and my two cousins, and she basically, when she would go up the stairs, her wife had to carry her belly because it was just, she's this tiny woman, and she's just so big with the triplets that she could not carry her body weight along with the babies inside of her, that her wife would have to carry her belly a lot.
Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing, that thing called life. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
All right, so I'm off on a tangent.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Expialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Expialidocious. I sound a little precocious. Do you think I do, Chucker, or not?
I think you've always been good at that singing.
Being precocious? Chuck Curry is here on the Good Day program with Jay and Doug. And an overview of what happened at the weekend on the box office. But first, why are we playing the Mary Poppins theme?
This day in movie history, August 28, 1964, Mary Poppins premiered at the Chinese Grauman Theater. Julie Andrews, Dick Van Dyke. That must have been some event. And that obviously was one of the biggest hits in their long-running classic library, which they've really milked to death at this point, doing all these remakes and sequels. There was a point, there really honestly was a point where Disney could go do no wrong. If it had the Disney label on it, these movies would make a lot of money. But I got to tell you, it's the COVID and after Avengers Endgame, they've taken a change of luck. A lot of what they've released has been at best financially okay, but some of the movies have lost a lot of money. Like Haunted Mansion is going to lose a lot of money. Just the interest
it's
is not
garbage.
There.
It's garbage. It's garbage.
By the simple name alone, let's put it that way.
Garbage. All right, so I went to the movies this weekend and I saw two.
Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, because yesterday was National Theater Day.
I didn't go to the movie yesterday. I didn't have time. I went Friday night to see Liam Neeson. And that was a good Liam Neeson flick called Retribution. I said to you off air, it was surprising Matthew Modine was the
bad guy. By whose standards was it good?
Mine.
Okay, very good. Okay, so let me just compare to, say, Taken. It was on that level, or
no? Well, Taken was a high production. This probably
this is
a German. This was produced by a German movie company, and it had to have been, even though they promoted it heavily the last week before it was released. It's a European movie. Produced by a European, because that's what the Europeans like. They love this.
They sell it overseas. I was reading an article, because it did $3 million in business, right? Which is obviously not a lot of money.
Not a lot.
But these movies, when he gets attached, they're pre-sold.
Yeah.
He makes good money.
Yeah.
Somebody's watching it. I find it
Asians
how all this works.
Love that stuff. They love it. All right, so what does the box office look like then for the weekend?
Turismo, the race car driver movie, 17.3 came in number one.
Yep.
Barbie number two, 17 million, just 17% fall off week to week, 595 million in 6 weeks, 1.3 billion worldwide, now becoming the biggest hit dollar wise in the history of Warner Brothers. That's almost hard to believe, but I guess
that is
accurate.
Given the political nature of the way some people see it.
Nobody could predict why certain movies become pop culture phenomenon.
Yeah.
This has been, for whatever reason, it just, women wanted to see something. This is the movie they gravitated to. It's become huge. Blue Beetle, 12.7 or 49% week to week. Decent Hole, 46 million in 2 weeks. Oppenheimer, another 9 million. $500 million, domestically in 6 weeks. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animated movie, 6 million. That round out.
So is Gran Turismo an independent? Was not an expensive movie to make.
It is a studio film. Listen, any movie that's had to cost at least 50. And then Universal re-released Jurassic Park for its 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
$1.7 million it took in on about 1,200 screens. That's pretty good, actually.
So with the $4, what was the impact of the $4 National Cinema Day?
I'm assuming a lot more people went to the movies yesterday. Obviously, studios got a little bit less of a ticket sale, so did theaters, but I think it's well worth doing.
Although, inside
the room, the offices of the bean counters will probably say it wasn't a good idea because the marketplace is a lot healthier than it was last year, but I think it's a very good idea. It creates interest in going to movies. It's a good idea.
So when I went to oftentimes, if I haven't been for a while, I go to make sure I see the trailers. And I saw a different set of trailers on Saturday than I did on Friday. And the things coming along, some of them are just awful. And some of them look like they're fairly good. The movies are coming out in September. And one of the things they keep pounding away at, which is good, only in theaters. Only in theaters. Only in theaters. And then you saw a couple of Apple movies that were...
Yeah, only in theaters for 4 weeks, then you stream.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Well,
I mean, but listen, Barbie... As big a hit as it's going to be, you're going to get it. You could watch. You're going to be able to watch it at home in September.
Yeah,
mid September. Because what they want to do is they want to keep it white as hot as possible. They want to keep as many eyeballs interested.
But they are being a little more flexible as to what goes into the theater, isn't it? Learning the lessons that way. Yeah. All right, Chuck Curry. He agrees. You hear that, Jay? He agrees. With Jay and Doug at 59 after. This is the Monday Good Day program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.